This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, October 14th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. Basic lessons in economics can help us, if nothing else, detect when politicians are either ignorant or, more often the case, disingenuous. Lawrence Reed heads the Foundation for Economic Education. He also founded the Mackinac Center for Public Policy in Michigan. We spoke about the value of basic economics education for every American.
Well, economic education is indispensable to a free society. If you are well-trained in economics, you understand such things as everything has a cost. Nothing is really free. You begin to ask questions like, what is it going to cost and who's going to pay for it? You understand that the federal government is never a fountain of free goodies. And you understand such things as free trade is very beneficial and that protective tariffs are harmful to an economy. The problem these days is that economics is not taught very widely and not taught well when it is taught. And students are often graduating from high school and even from some colleges understanding very little about the important pillars of how a free economy operates.
Brian Kaplan, in his book, The Myth of the Rational Voter, goes through a bunch of survey data to find out that the public doesn't agree on certain principles where there is very high agreement among economists. That is, wage and price controls are bad and things like that. But even when we go into the polls, even if we know those things, we sometimes don't vote as if those things are true.
That's right. There are some issues on which economists of every persuasion pretty much come together. Most economists will tell you that when you impose a minimum wage, for instance, you price some people out of work altogether. But most Americans are probably of a different view. They think that when government decrees a minimum wage, well, then it has the effect of raising wages or guaranteeing a certain level of wages to people. That underscores the importance of understanding economics. So you don't fall for the snake oil of decrees and mandates from government that are promised to raise our standard of living. Economics, it doesn't work that way.
One of the points that I guess is illustrated by much of the writing that Hayek did is just his simple statement that the curious task of economics is to convince men that they know little about things they imagine they might design. And if you project that out to from people to politicians, it becomes very easy for people to get the idea that politicians actually can achieve a lot of things that understanding of economics would tell us is at least far more difficult than they might imagine.
The good economist is never popular with government. The good economist is the man or woman who says to the politicians, wait a minute, you can't do that. That doesn't work. Simply decreeing it or having good intentions is not sufficient. Economics tells us certain truths that you have to abide by or you're simply going to screw things up. That's why it's important for people to understand economics. Otherwise, they'll fall prey to the demagoguery of people who think that by decree, governments can mandate this or create that or produce a more prosperous world.
A problem that crops up is just the idea that economics is in some ways hard to understand. That is, the insights are not obvious. They're subtle. They're counterintuitive. And so politicians have been able to exercise a lot of, arbitrage of the public's understanding and make hay for themselves out of ignorance of the public. How should people best educate themselves about the most fundamental truths of economics?
The very best place to start if you want to educate yourself on economics is to take a look at Henry Hazlitt's classic Economics in One Lesson. Written half a century ago, it is still timeless and relevant to today's economic issues. And he walks you through, step by step, the fundamental pillars of sound economic thinking. You have to look at the long run. You have to look at all people, not simply the short run and a few people. If everybody would simply apply that one standard of economics to every proposal, every law that's put forth, I think this would be a world of a lot less mischief. If we just asked ourselves, what are the effects of this act or this proposal on all people and the long run, not just the short run and a few people?
Who are some of the better exponents today of basic economic thinking that are publishing regularly, writing for a general audience.
The economist Thomas Sowell is one of the best spokespersons in the marketplace today of ideas. He writes for a broad lay audience. He writes a column in quite a number of newspapers around the country. And he expresses economic fundamentals in a way that any American can understand.
Lawrence Reed is head of the Foundation for Economic Education. You can read more on separating fact from fiction in basic economics at our website, cato.org.